All the things you've seen on television over the years, what has had the greatest effect on you or left the greatest impression?
Apart from being able to follow my own rugby career on the television, and it's an honour and privilege to see replays of activities I saw years ago, and I have great pleasure in seeing that, and I'm glad I was brought up in the days of television so I could reflect, and also my children and family can reflect, because my son and daughter were born after my playing days, so they could see, yeah, I did play a bit. But the most influential activity was did mark me was seeing the 9/11 bombers reality. I remember going up to visit my mother, who I visited regularly and spent time with her, because she hadn't been well, and somebody outside the house said, oh, there's somebody's invaded America. So straight in on television, and I just watched live this second plane going into that tower, and it was very surreal. And of course the fallout after that, which we are still suffering within the world, you know, with the conflict there. But it was very surreal. We were very, in my generation, very fortunate that we haven't suffered any wars as such. But that is very marked, and you realise that perhaps it could be a push of the button and something tragic could happen, you know. And I reflect on, perhaps in a very minor way, the experiences of my parents who were brought up during the war. You know, the war broke out, my dad was 17 and he was a Belgian, the Germans invaded, but that was stark reality. He was involved in it, but even just to visualise it on television, it brings it home to you more vividly and more markedly.